KXCI Tucson. You're now listening to the Future of Radio Bonus Tracks, where youth broadcasters explore lesser-known facts about music and the world we share.
Hello, this is DJ Electric Landfill, and you are on the right track. This week, I'm reviewing the album Demon Days by Gorillaz. I chose this album to review because I have been in the genre lately, and I think this album has aged very well, as many themes present in the album are still relevant today. These include, but are not limited to, pollution, addiction, and corporate overseeing. This makes sense based on the album's history. The idea for the album came around when Damon Albarn, Gorillaz singer slash keyboardist, was running a train through China between two major cities. He recalls looking out the window at a completely barren landscape. The land in this area of China had been completely overfarmed and nothing could grow there. Dead trees, trash, and abandoned buildings littered the landscape. This was the scenery for almost all of the 3-hour train ride. Damon was greatly disturbed by this and worried what would happen if we let areas like this spread. What if the world became a completely overused landfill? Enter Demon Days. Designed to be a journey through the darkness, with each song representing a different demon one may encounter running through their thoughts on a long, sleepless night. The album has continuous growing tension paralleling a dying world. There are also party-like songs offering a nice contrast and even a happy ending. One more thing before we start is that Gorillaz is a cartoon band, so the band members are not actually real people. I'll mostly be referring to the people voicing the characters, however if you hear a name like 2D or Noodle, I'm referring to a band character. Today, we will be looking at a few songs off the album, however the entire review will be on the KXCI website. The album starts with the appropriately titled song, Intro. The song starts with Ravewing synthesizers set to a very low key. Sirens can be heard in the background, seeming to be referencing the rise of crime at night. Night is coming, and boy, does it get tense. This is followed by a distorted, almost robotic voice asking, "Who put these chemicals in the food chain?" The song ends with an announcement that we are now entering the harmonic world. This song, while short, perfectly encapsulates the tension it threads throughout the rest of the album. The second song on the album is the shadowy tune, Last Living Souls. As with almost every song on the album, there are a few different ways to interpret this song. According to the Gorillaz book, Rise of the Ogre, Noodle describes the song as feeling though you are the last one left appreciating life, saying she felt everyone else was being corrupted and misguided by the growing media. This can also be supported by the lyrics, to sing a song that doesn't sing. However, I've always interpreted this song to be a little darker than that, and the song is instead asking if we're the last ones that will live. If we know the world is coming to an end, are we the last ones that are going, or as Noodle says, not going to see the end?
Are we the last living souls? Are we the last living souls?
The third song on the album is the heavy tune, Kids with Guns. At the time of Demon Days, Damon Albarn was raising his 5-year-old daughter. This was also at the same time as the Iraq-American War. With lots of talk about war and guns in the media, Damon worried this may impact his daughter negatively and she would become desensitized by violence. This is supported by the lyrics, kids with guns, taking over, but they won't be long. As well as, they're turning us into monsters, they're turning us into fire, they're turning us into monsters, it's all desire. Fire is vengeance and monsters are what the children are becoming. This is all built upon marketing, or desire. Towards the end of the song, it erupts into a heavily muddy tune with cymbals crashing and representing gunfire. Throughout the song, we also get the lyrics, Push It Real, in the background. The children are being pressured with violence and it comes crashing down on them, hiding their voices and thoughts. Throughout the calamity towards the end are desperate lyrics hidden deep within the percussion. I don't know what I'm going to do. After day, after night comes, don't kill me now. This has been DJ Electric Landfill, and you are on the right track. To hear my full review, head to kxci.org.